December 29. Participating in the privileges of the movement, I shall share in the responsibilities, taking it upon myself to carry my fair share of the load, not grudgingly but joyfully. I am deeply grateful for the privileges I enjoy because of my membership in this great movement. They put an obligation upon me which I will not shirk. I will gladly carry my fair share of the burdens. Because of the joy of doing them, they will no longer be burdens, but opportunities. Will I accept every opportunity gladly? Meditation for the day. Work and prayer are the two forces that are gradually making a better world. We must work for the betterment of ourselves and other people. Faith without works is dead, but all work with people should be based on prayer. If we say a little prayer before we speak or try to help, it will make us more effective. Prayer is the force behind the work. Prayer is based on faith that God is working with us and through us. We have belief that nothing is impossible in human relationships if we depend on the help of God. Prayer for the day. I pray that my life may be balanced between prayer and work. I pray that I may not work without prayer or pray without work. Moving on. Learn the art of acceptance. It's a lot of grief. That's from Codependent No More. Sometimes, as part of taking care of ourselves, it becomes time to end certain relationships. Sometimes it comes time to change the parameters of a particular relationship. This is true in love, in friendships, in family, and on the job. Endings and changes in relationships are not easy, but often they are necessary. Sometimes we linger in relationships that are dead out of fear of being alone or to postpone the inevitable grieving process that accompanies endings. Sometimes we need to linger for a while to prepare ourselves to get strong and ready enough to handle the change. If that is what we are doing, we can be gentle with ourselves. It is better to wait until that moment when it feels solid, clear, and consistent to act. We will know. We will know. We can trust ourselves. Knowing that a relationship is changing and is about to end is a difficult place to be in, especially when it's not yet time to act, but we know the time is drawing near. It can be awkward and uncomfortable as the lessons draw to a close. We may become impatient to put closure on it, but not yet feel empowered to do that. That's okay. The time is not yet right. Something important is still happening. When the time is right, we can trust that it will happen. We will receive the power and the ability to do what we need to do. Ending relationships or changing the boundaries of our particular relationship is not easy. It requires courage and faith. It requires a willingness on our part to take care of ourselves and sometimes to stand alone for a while. Let go of fear. Understand that change is an important part of recovery. Love yourself enough to do what you need to take care of yourself, and find enough confidence to believe that you will love again. We are never starting over. In recovery, we are moving forward in a perfectly planned progression of lessons. We will find ourselves with certain people in love, family, friendships, and work when we need to be with them. When the lessons have been mastered, we will move on. We will find ourselves in a new place, learning new lessons with new people. No, the lessons are not all painful. We can arrive at that place where we can learn, not from pain, but from joy and love. Our needs will get met. Today, I will accept where I am in my relationships, even if that place is awkward and uncomfortable. If I am in the midst of endings, I will face and accept my grief. God, help me trust that the path I'm on has been perfectly and lovingly planned for me. Help me believe that my relationships are teaching me important lessons. Help me accept and be grateful for middles, endings, and new beginnings. Crystal witness. There is an ice storm. The electricity is out, and it is cold. Vicki Austin narrates, I don't know how long we'd been asleep when I felt someone shaking me, and I opened my eyes. It was Mother holding a flashlight. Put something warm on, Vicki, she said, and come downstairs and see fairyland. I put on my bathrobe and fuzzy slippers and wrapped a blanket around myself and ran downstairs, and so did everybody else. Daddy had Rob rolled up in a blanket and was carrying him, which pleased Rob very much. We looked outdoors, and the moon was high and full, and it streamed through the trees, and every single tiny twig was cased in ice and shimmered like diamonds. And the ground shimmered, too, because it was covered with spangles of ice. The two birches were twin, shining arcs of ice that seemed to be spraying off rays of light. As the wind shook the trees, tiny bits of ice would break off and catch the moonlight as they fell to the ground. Little clouds scuttled across the moon, and it made the moon look as though it were flying across the sky. And then the trees made long, delicate shadows that came and went along the icy ground. It was so beautiful we couldn't speak, any of us. We just stood there and looked and looked, and suddenly I was so happy. I felt as though my happiness were flying all about me, like sparkles of moonlight off the ice. And I wanted to hug everybody and tell how much I loved everybody and how happy I was. But it seems as though I was under a spell, as though I couldn't move or speak. And I just stood there with joy streaming out of me until Mother and Daddy sent us up to bed.